Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
To come in and get out of the cold, get warm, get warmed up. Good afternoon. Welcome. It's a Monday, but it's a good Monday. Some Mondays are better than others. Having a pretty good day today, even though I've been up since 2 o'clock because I couldn't sleep, so I just got up at 2 and I never went back to sleep. But you will get to see a little of what I was dealing with in the early morning hours when you go to our Facebook page. Facebook.com. Do you see it?
No.
You see it, Dan? Facebook.com/AM and the PM. So here's the deal. My grandson is with us for a week or two, and when he's over, whenever he's over, we hunt. He calls it hunting. We night hunt. Here's night hunting. You take two flashlights. He has one, I have one, and we shine them in the woods. Go, ooh, look, deer eyes. The other thing we do is we set traps. PETA people, don't get your panties in a knot. We don't set traps that hurt animals. We just set traps, the kind where you capture something, you take it, and you move it to another place.
The name that PETA likes to use is the have a heart traps, because you don't kill them.
So okay.
Your traps are have a heart.
They are. They're have a heart traps. and they don't hurt them. But when you relocate an animal, and I got it online. I just went to Amazon and went, hey, animal cage trap. And boom, there it was. And so we set these traps before we go to bed. And that's just an exciting thing for him. He turns 5 next month, and he loves animals and hunting and stuff. So last night we caught our, like, 25th raccoon. We've got possums, raccoons, and this raccoon is not real big. He's kind of small. Sometimes if you get small ones, you can actually use gloves, thick gloves, take them out, let him look at it, then let him go. This one was just big enough he had an attitude. And Limey, as a former exterminator,
yep,
you know how mean raccoons
they
can
get
be.
Vicious.
They will rip you apart if they can. Between those little claw hands and those teeth.
They have got fangs on them, just like a cat, but they're a lot bigger and a lot thicker.
Well, when you go to see this video, Facebook.com/AM and the PM, Rocky Raccoon is on there, and you will see his reaction to my phone coming right up against the cage. And it's one of those things where when you're watching it, you jump back. Ah! You don't expect what's coming out of the mouth of this little thing. It's frightening. So we took the video and we let him go. Good afternoon. Did I welcome everybody? I don't think I did. Good afternoon. Welcome to the June 11th edition of the, what's
I just
funny?
Watched it.
Oh, did you?
I just watched it a little bit.
Yeah, he was not happy.
Oh, he's not happy at all.
And that's after I gave him raw bacon, and he still hated me. I tried to make friends with him. I gave him a couple of strips of raw bacon.
Yeah.
Ooh, man, did he scarf that down. The other thing about possums and raccoons, Limey, and you can verify this, is when they get scared, like they poop and pee all over the place.
Oh, all over the place, because they're trying to make it say, hey, I smell disgusting, don't eat me.
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. I go over just to move the cage. Here, I'm going to move you. And then pee, poop, pee, poop. And it never fails. And so I got to get the hose and wash. But it's worth it just to watch him. I mean, he's kind of hard to wake up in the morning unless you say, let's go check the trap. And I mean, buddy, he is out of that bed and
jumps
runs
up ready
to go. Oh, he can't wait to go out there and look at that.
I wonder if that would help.
Why do you sound like you're in a tin can?
I don't know.
Yeah, can you?
I don't know why.
Okay.
Hang on. Hold on.
Just
wait a minute. I know why.
Idiot.
Hold on. Is that for
idiot?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
I have no idea why those were pushed.
Limey. When he says, is that better, you say, what? And you just keep saying,
what?
Like you can't hear him. Because here's what Dan does to people. What? How unprofessional.
Tim.
How unprofessional.
It was off, and I was worried. I left it on, and I went to flick it, thinking I was turning it off. And right as I was turning it off, I got a call that came in, which made it to on.
Wow.
Now back to off.
You know what? The whole show is ruined.
You know, if you would have fed me some raw bacon before the show, that wouldn't have happened. I would have been mistake-free on this show.
You just ruined the whole show. There's no chance now of a no-hitter or a perfect game. It's not going to happen. It's already ruined.
E5.
Wow.
E5.
So we have to talk about something here, and we don't do politics, but I got to tell you, the Tony Awards were last night. First of all, nobody watches the Tony Awards except gay people. They just don't.
No, it's
the gayest night of the year.
I watched it for a little while.
How was it, Dan?
It was great. We did. We watched
see,
it.
You, Dan, you actually missed what he did.
I said it's the
gayest night of the year. And he goes, how was it, Dan?
I know.
He's got a mean
exactly
streak today. He's mad at himself because he ruined the show. What, you watched some of it?
Yeah, I watched some of it. I like Josh Groban.
You're trying to touch my wiener!
There's a clip from last night's Tony Award.
Yeah, I like Josh Groban and Sarah Bareilles.
Yeah.
I thought they were pretty good.
Here's what we have to talk about.
Are you talking about De Niro?
I'm talking about that piece of crap, despicable Robert De Niro.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm not saying that because he said F Trump. I'm saying it because he said F and put any president of the United States in there. We have lost our way. This country has lost its class and its respect and its dignity. And I don't care. When Barack Obama was president for 8 years, there were plenty of people that couldn't believe he was president. They hated him. They despised him. Did you ever once see anybody get up at a public on a public forum like that and go, F Obama?
No.
Never. Never. We have got to put an end to this. And here's what's worse than what he did. He got a standing ovation.
Oh, yeah.
That is despicable to me.
Are you serious?
I just said I'm serious, Randy, and why is your voice so high today? What is that about?
No, I'm serious. Are you serious?
Yes, Randy.
Mm-hmm. He's eating raw bacon over there.
Dipped in helium. Now, see, the reason that wasn't even funny, you can't dip anything in helium. Maybe that is why it is funny. So here's the thing.
You know what's funny is we made you think it was funny.
Yeah, well, that's your job.
It's all on our contracts.
Now, any president... This is not a country where we should do that. And don't give me that, oh, freedom of speech. Yes, freedom of speech, but it has its limits. We have to learn. How should I put this without making anybody mad? Well, I guess I can't.
It's impossible.
The left, for some reason, the left seems always so much more vocal in their anger. Yes, Rush Limbaugh spends all of his time beating up on the left, but he doesn't go to a public event that reaches, well, in the case of the Tonys, 12 people, and say, you know, F Obama or F, we have to stop this. When I saw what he did, I now despise Robert De Niro, not for his politics, for his lack of class.
Well, does anybody know why he's gone on this kind of tirade?
No, he's lost his mind.
No, is there anything? And has he been posting stuff online?
He has lost his mind.
When he came out, and I saw him come out,
of the closet.
Yeah, no, he came out. He came out last night to introduce Bruce Springsteen, and which, by the way, I'm not a big fan of Springsteen at all. I like maybe two songs of his, and that's about it. Other than that, I don't understand Springsteen. But De Niro came out, and when he came out, they said, Robert De Niro, and everybody's clapping and everything, and then he says, hi, and that was it. They bleeped out everything. So I didn't hear exactly what he said, and then people started clapping and standing up. I said,
well, you watch it. I watched it on YouTube. It's uncensored. I watched
it. I didn't.
He said the F word, Trump. And he says it's no longer down with Trump. It's after. And they stood up.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
it was unbelievable.
No, I saw him stand up because then they bleeped that out, too. It's no longer. What did he say? Up with Trump or whatever.
It's no longer just down with Trump.
Yeah,
F Trump.
Yeah, and then they just completely blanked that whole section out. So I didn't even hear Trump's name, at all.
I have no use for Robert De Niro, and I would have had no use for anybody who got up and did that and put Obama's name in there. This person, whoever it is the president of the United States, which means a significant number of people, at least half, maybe a little over, decided that's who they wanted to be president. So when you get up and do something that stupid, you basically said F all of you who voted for him. So Robert De Niro just said F you to everybody who voted for Trump. And one other thing, there's a woman named Karen Vaughn, and thank you to the listener who sent me this, and I thoroughly enjoyed reading it. Karen Vaughn lost a son in Afghanistan, and she wrote a piece called The Salty Sailor. And essentially what she's saying is the term salty, if somebody said, well, he's just a pretty salty language, it means they use a lot of curse words. They cuss a lot, okay? The salty. So the salty sailor, and what her point in it is this, that the salty sailor may be offensive, may not be politically correct, may say and do things that upset people, but in the heat of battle, if he saves your life, that other stuff doesn't matter. And what she's saying is, if Donald J. Trump can get the job done and pull off some of the things he's trying to pull off, and some which he already has, this unemployment thing is unbelievable. For the first time in history, I think, more jobs than people to fill them. And if he can do that, it shouldn't matter that he has no filter, that he is boisterous, that he tweets stupid things, which he does. Of course, everybody knows he's a big mouth and that he's disgusting at times. But if I'm in battle and there's a mission to be accomplished, lives to be saved, and that's the guy who can do it, bring him on. I'll take him because the other stuff doesn't matter. Now, the other thing, I want to give credit to the guys on before we come on, because I'm in the car, and I heard the ex-convicts, the hardline.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them, you know, were on death row.
Yeah.
And they don't have to fill out that box anymore when they fill out a job application.
Yeah. Oh, they were in good mood today.
Did you hear them mention Bill Maher? Because I was listening to them driving in.
I heard that. I don't know what they said.
Bill Maher basically said he hopes that this
Trump summit, failed, that it fails.
That it fails, and he doesn't care if anyone has to suffer, that's
okay,
no big deal.
Okay, screw Bill Maher, too.
Yeah, Bill Maher, I never understood Bill Maher's
deal. But see, again, how
deal.
What is wrong with us that we say, well, I hope he fails, even when he's trying to, by anybody's standards, do something good, make progress here.
Because it sells, really. You've got to be loud-spoken and obnoxious in this day and age, really, if you want to get, like, you know, all the followers and all the tweets and go viral.
But you've got to be obnoxious. The reason they get all the attention is they're the loudest. The left side is the loudest. But these guys said something that I thought, as soon as they said it, I thought, I'm going to mention this, and I'm going to give them credit. Why didn't somebody stand up last night and say, F Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know who it was that said that. If it'd been, it couldn't have been Hadley, because if he'd said it, I wouldn't have understood it. Yeah. It was somebody that I could understand when they spoke, so it was one of the other guys. But they said, where was F. Harvey Weinstein? And that is a great point. De Niro will stand up and do that, yet nobody will stand up and go, Harvey Weinstein, burn in hell. That's what they should have done. And what do you think the audience would have done? Oh, I can't believe he said that. That's what they would have done. They wouldn't have given him a standing ovation. We're so screwed up. This country is just a mess. It's a mess. And when you wish somebody failure, which is what a lot of them are wishing for Donald Trump, they hope he fails at everything. And anything he succeeds at, they don't want to give him credit for it. Again, don't get me wrong. I don't like the way the guy does a lot of things. But
I don't understand.
I didn't like the way I used to work for a guy, boss. I didn't like the way he did a lot of things either, but he was a great boss. He was a fantastic boss. And he did all kinds of things wrong. What, Tim?
I don't understand why Hollywood personalities have to insist on shoving their political agenda down their fans'
because
throats.
Because we let them.
Okay, but athletes don't do it. Our stockbrokers don't do it.
Kaepernick.
Okay, I'm talking about, like, everyone feels compelled or required to talk about it on their Twitter.
Right.
I don't understand why the Hollywood people have to do it, But nobody else, you know, the news anchors in this town don't do it. The sports athletes in this town.
First of all, they're not allowed to do it.
Okay, fair enough. Right. Well, how about any? Pick any well-compensated employee that impacts our lives.
You're right.
So why does anybody care what they think? I guess that's my point.
Because when you get...
Because they think we care?
Yeah.
Because when you get that rich, when you get that rich and you watch people fawn all over you and treat you like you're some kind of special god, you start to believe you are powerful. And I'm going to get up here and tell everybody how to think, how to vote, who to like, who to hate, and they'll follow me. I'm Pied Piper. We have made them feel empowered because we treat them like some kind of special royalty. No. They have two things we don't have: tons of money and some sort of special gift. Acting is not something everybody can do well. And it's just interesting to me that, you know, a guy like Alec, I've just been handed, thank you, Larry, my assistant, Larry Connors, has just handed me, let me get really ready. and well, now it's even worse. Larry just hands me, here's the headline: Robert De Niro apologizes to Canada for President Trump's idiotic behavior.
What the hell?
Shut up, Robert De Niro. Who are you? Meet the fuckers. You know.
Oh, man.
How about this? Meet this fucker, Robert De Niro. Somebody needs to shut this fucker up.
Yeah, why suddenly does he feel like he needs to be like the spokesman
I don't know.
Everything?
Now, if you go to bed tonight and you hear somebody outside your window going, come out, wherever you are.
Cape Fear.
Yeah.
Don't open the door.
He's done a couple of things that I like, but I'm telling you, I'm going to have a hard time. I'm not going to put another buck in this guy's pocket. I wouldn't have done it for anybody who did this to Obama. This is the United States of America. United States of America. Yes, we can have differences, but we've lost our way. We're going about this all wrong. And it just makes it worse. He's just fueling the fire, feeding the hate. You gotta stop it. We can't stop it. Because they should have edited out his entire segment when he was up there. Somehow. Not even let us know what it was he was saying. Because when they go, the Trump, we know.
Oh, no, I didn't hear any of that. When he came out on TV, when we were
watching every article I read said that people that watched it last night knew exactly what he said.
Well, I didn't hear any of it. It cut everything completely out.
Well, here's the other mistake we're making. Pick up the paper this morning, any paper. Go online. Yeah. They want to make sure we all know what he said.
Yeah.
No, don't let us know what he said. Shut him up.
I didn't know what he said this morning at all until I was driving in and I heard the Hard Time guys talk about it.
Now he's apologizing to Canada for our idiotic president. Oh, my goodness. Wow. And again, let me make sure you understand where I'm coming from here. Then we're finished with this. No more talk about this. There's a lot about Trump I don't like. There's a lot about the way he does what he... If he would find another way to present himself, to make the statements he wants to make, my goodness, he could win this country over. Put that on top of the things he's accomplished. Whew. Re-election guaranteed.
But do you know what's so funny about this? And some of my members of my Hoosier family I hung out with over the weekend at a high school graduation party brought this analogy up about Trump, and that was pro wrestlers. Some of the more popular pro wrestlers over the course of time by the fans were the ones that they hated.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to the ones that they actually liked. And they compared Trump to that pro wrestler that you hate. He's good. He's good, but we love to hate him and we still like to see him in there because we hate him. It's the most messed up mentality. Of course, that I was across Jefferson County line. That's where the meth belt starts.
Well, that's kind of where I was. That's also a lot of radio hosts that people will tune in to someone because they hate them. And that's why they tune into our show.
No,
I wasn't going to say it. No.
Actually, it's not, but I wish that were the case. I wish I were clever enough and smart enough to be Rush Limbaugh or Howard Stern, because Howard and Rush have two huge audiences, one that hate them, one that loves them. Both of them do. And you'll hear people every day in this country go, Howard Stern is so despicable. I can't believe what he said this morning.
I'll never listen again.
Well, they're listening. No, they don't even say that. They just go, I can't believe what he said this morning, which means they listened this morning. Same with Rush. Rush Limbaugh, I can't despise him. Did you hear what he said this morning? Ooh. But they're listening. I'm not clever enough to pull that off. I can't afford to lose half this audience by doing what they do. But that takes a special talent to have two big audiences. One that hates, and by the way, they're probably about equal in size, the number of people that hate them and love them. So we can't afford to do that.
You know who hopes that Trump succeeds is South Korea. They're really hoping that this goes well. True. It's true.
A lot of people hope something good comes out of this.
A lot of people in the United States, basically the extreme, is it the left, I guess?
Yeah, I read an article yesterday, and somebody that wrote it said, even if this goes well, the summit goes well, what Trump doesn't understand is it'll all fall apart down the road. You can't trust this guy. So what are you supposed to never try to accomplish anything because it might not hold or something might change? That's insane.
Oh, I don't think you can trust him at all. That, especially with a guy with hair like that.
Right. Thank you. I say that all the time. Never trust a guy with a goofy weird haircut. A goofy haircut.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you should say that. All right. I have a dilemma here, folks. We're gonna have to make a decision. I think I know the answer to this. I told Tim, because Tim is new to this group. Let me talk to this guy. Jim has been holding so long. He deserves to get on here. Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. What's going on?
Hey, Frank. Hey, gang. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hey.
What's up?
First off, I wanted to say that you don't have anything to worry about Canada. I think on a good day, the Salvation Army could probably take them. So
I wouldn't worry about that.
But on the thing about these movie stars and people saying things, Mark Wahlberg did a piece, had an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal before the election, and he was exactly right. That's what I've always said. These people should not say anything. They don't live in the same world that we do.
No, they don't.
I mean, things that affect them, us, don't affect them in the same way. And he was exactly right. I mean, shut your mouth, act, sing, play the game, do whatever you do. Other than that, I don't want to hear your politics, be it on my side or anybody else.
Yeah, I think they're abusing the great platform they have when they use it for that. It's to sing, like you said. It's to act. It's to entertain. But it's not there for this. And we are the problem because we let them do it and we applaud them when they do it. I don't care if you agree with De Niro or not. They should have booed him off that stage for what he said last night. Just for the fact that it's classless. And it's not what we need right now. This country needs the opposite of that. I'm not asking that everybody get up and go, he's the greatest, but just give the guy a chance to do what he's trying to do. And if he fails, don't put him back in there. That's it.
The Frank, they're running scared because if he does well, they don't win the next election.
Oh, my goodness. That's their worst nightmare, that he really accomplishes a lot. Jim, thank you for the call.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. All right, here's the dilemma, but I think I know the answer to the question I'm about to ask. We have this hot weather joke. Tim's new to the show. He doesn't know. Every winter, when we think it's as cold as it's going to be, 5 below, whatever, I have 2 or 3 cold weather jokes, only told once a year when it's bitter cold. I have 1 hot weather joke, and we tell it every year when we think it's about as hot as it's going to get. I don't think we're there yet. My car said 98. I don't know what the official.
My phone says 93, but it feels like 104. I think we should wait until at least we have a day where it does
gotta
break 100.
Gotta break 100. I agree. Well, that joke will not be told today. Does anybody? Tell you what. Let me do some business. You'll take a quick break. We come back, we'll do the Burke segment. Find out if anybody has anything to say. The number one selling replacement window in the United States is Window World. I got a lot to talk about today. I've been house hunting with one of my sons. They want to move in closer towards St. Louis. So we drove and looked at a couple of houses with them. And one of the things my wife looked at was the windows in the house. And some of these houses, you know, first appearance, looks pretty nice. You start looking at the windows, and you realize all these windows need to be replaced. And I'm going to talk more about the housing market, which is something I've never seen in my life, like what's going on now. But for now, we're going to talk about windows. And you know where that's going to lead. That's going to lead to Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Just think about that statement. The biggest selling replacement window in the country. And it's not like they've been around for 50 or 60 years. They've been around for 15 years. How do you do that? You come along with a window that's priced so reasonably, the quality is so good, you think, well, how can that possibly be? The price is this, and the quality is this. I don't know the answer to that, but they do it. And the proof that the quality is there is the fact that they have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, and they have a lifetime warranty on the windows. You cannot get, you can't have either one of those unless you have a quality window. And they do. They're Window World. And their closest competitor sells about a fifth, about 20% of the windows they do. Not even a contest. How could you not, if you need replacement windows, at least, how could you not call them and at least let them come out and give you an in-home free estimate? Just do that for us. If you would, make sure when they do, you let them know your AM and the PM. Their Window World, and their website is windowworldstlouis.com.
Time for a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Discover Student Loans. Construction stacking up southbound 270 into Dorset. This project will continue through July. You're on the brakes westbound 64 Kings Highway to an accident at Clayton Skinker. Volume westbound 44 at Shrewsbury, and roadwork delays westbound 270 at 255. Figuring out how to cover college costs? Discover Student Loan, one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. Great rates, zero fees, and students can earn a cash reward for good grades. Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to The Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Club Fitness has something for everybody. Join by June 13th and get free enrollment, free kids club, free enrollment, free group classes, free enrollment, free tanning and massages, and...
Wait, let me guess. Free enrollment!
Oh, you got it!
Wow, that's freaking awesome!
Plus 24-hour access at over 20 locally owned St. Louis area locations.
Free tanning and free massage? I'll get pumped and pampered.
Join by Wednesday, June 13th, and get free enrollment. Some restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm Russ Patton with Byerly RV. I know I seldom talk about price, but Byerly is completing 70 years in business, and we haven't become the largest independent RV dealer in Missouri by selling at high prices. But still, my son says, talk about price. He and sales manager Pat have been patiently planning a sale to celebrate our 70th anniversary. So from now until July 14th, you can enjoy $1,000 to $5,000 discounts or rebates that will apply to all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels. Byerly offers the highest quality for the lowest price.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Well, the people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005.
Oh, hey, this is Tom. From Salt and Smoke. Is Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
Ew.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
Oh, okay. Well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
It's so embarrassing. Salt and Smoke. Now featuring the Hamptons.
Let the wonders of our people.
It's supposed to be Peter K. There we go.
Oh, it sounded like Cherokee Hair Tampon. Hey, do you have the Cherokee Hair Tampon commercial?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
you want to hear it?
Can I introduce it?
Yeah, absolutely. Give me one second.
Folks, we'll be right back. I have one commercial to do, and then we're going to have the Burke segment. But first, a word from one of our sponsors, Cherokee. Now, see?
I ruined it.
You jumped the gun on that.
I did.
A word? Edit that out. Do an edit.
Radio edit.
But first, a word from one of our sponsors, Cherokee Hair Tampons.
Do you ever have those heavy flow days?
Oh, absolutely, sweetheart. Everybody does.
Mom, remember the movie The Shining where the elevator doors are opening up and all the...
Honey, what you need is a more absorbent tampon.
Like what?
Well, what's the most absorbent thing in the world?
Oh, Cherokee hair, I guess. But what does that have to do with me?
Because now there's new all-natural Cherokee hair tampons. A cotton tampon can only hold so much liquid. Other tampons also come up short. But Cherokee hair has been known for ages to be strong and powerful. Each tampon is hand-woven from over 200 strands of Cherokee hair and then bound together by these decorative native beads.
You were right, Mom. All-natural Cherokee hair tampons really did the trick.
And when you're done using them, they make a great toy for Jesse. Go get it, boy.
Let the wonders and the mysteries of our people, like, change the way you think about tampons.
And now back to our regularly scheduled programming. Wow. We used to have, let's just, this is as close as I can come to being specific. Dan knows what I'm about to say. There used to be someone in power, in management, at a station we worked for, whose wife hated that. Yeah. Oh my goodness, she hated that. I think she tried to get us fired for playing that.
Was she Cherokee Indian?
No.
Okay, bingo. Right.
We had played that many, many times.
Yeah, she just didn't happen to have heard it before, and she blew a gasket. Who cares? A real quick mention of my upcoming dental appointment. Ooh, it's this Thursday. You say, Frank, you don't sound scared.
Frank, you don't sound scared.
No, it's an expression.
Oh.
When you... Edit that out. That was stupid. Just edit it out.
Radio edit.
You say, Frank, you don't sound scared or
nervous. Frank, you don't sound scared. Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Edit that out, too.
Radio edit.
Maybe you've noticed I don't sound scared or nervous or anxious. No, because I'm going Thursday to the same dental clinic I've gone to for 45 years. Ballast Dental Care. I will be under the capable, watchful eye and whatever you call those things they wear that are like magnification lenses. They look in your teeth and of Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe. Now, there are some other fine dentists there, too. Dr. Olivier, Dr. Haynes. Get a lot of positive email about Dr. Haynes. 45 years. That's how long I've been a patient at Ballast Dental Care. And this Thursday, in fact, right before this show, I have a 1 o'clock appointment. I'll be out of there about 2, right to the studio, knowing that someone capable and competent has taken a look and given me the all clear. If I don't get the all clear, we'll make an appointment to go back and fix whatever needs to be fixed. But for 45 years, I've never wanted to go to another dentist. Never. I've been asked to. I've had dentists offer. Not kidding. Whatever you're paying them, we'll pay you more if you'll switch and come over here and let us do your dental work. And the answer is no. I don't want to do that. I like Ballast Dental Care. You will like Ballast Dental Care. And you'll never again have to be scared or nervous or afraid of an appointment. I'm telling you, you just have to take my word for this. Make one appointment. Make that first appointment. Just if it's a cleaning and checkup. I got 3 emails just this last week from brand new patients that said, I wish I'd done this sooner. They didn't believe that what I was saying could possibly be true. It's the dentist, for goodness sakes. A lot of people hate the dentist. No more. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Rose, ballastdentalcare.com. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Ooh,
I do.
Wow. Look at this. It was almost a tie. Let's go with the guy who will probably live longer of the two of you, but Limey or Tim, because Tim doesn't go out back and suck the cancer sticks like you and Dan do. Guy who wants to live, Tim Woodburn. Tim?
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
That's the second time in my 9 months on the show that you played the
Cherokee hair.
And I remember when I was first setting up in here and trying to fire up a laptop and get some background info on whatever it is that you'd throw out there, and I was trying to, you know, chime in with info on whatever question you'd leave lingering out there, which you know, you only do it about 12, 15 times a show. It's not really that much. Yeah. I pulled this up, and I didn't have a chance to get it in quick that day, but it always stuck out in the back of my head. I said, if he ever plays that again, I'm going to bring this up.
Okay.
and there is a tampon link to on Wikipedia. Of course, there's, everything's on Wikipedia. Right. Wikipedia has a tampon page.
Sure they do.
The oldest printed, the oldest printed medical document known to mankind was in 15th century BC, in which they talked about Egyptian women using tampons made out of soft papyrus. Now, I'm saving the best for last with what the Hawaiian women used. Okay.
What is papyrus?
Papyrus. It's a plant.
Okay.
Papyrus.
Oh, I thought there were guys on the. On the ocean that used to rob from people.
That's papyrus. That's papyrus if you stutter.
No, those are the infamous Millhaven pirates. The papyrus. Hi, McGraw, if you're listening, he thinks he's laughing right now. He thinks that's funny.
Roman women, when they first began, now, tampons have been used 15 centuries BC. Okay?
All right, that stuns me.
Roman, so the oldest printed medical document refers to the use of soft papyrus tampons by Egyptian women. Roman women were first noted in history of using tampons made out of wool.
Wool?
Women in ancient Japan used tampons out of paper. And then held them in place with a bandage, and they changed them 10 to 12 times a day. There's a book out called Everything You Need to Know About Tampons. It was written in 1981.
I'm not going
to
read that.
We should have that author on the air. And saving the best, last but not least, and I kid you not, traditional Hawaiian women used the furry part of a native fern called the hapu'u.
Hapu'u. Well, that sounds appropriate. Wow. Put this in your hapu'u.
And merged it with grass and moss and other plants.
It sounds fragrant.
Well,
yeah,
that's
natural.
That's the history right there.
Hapu'u sounds like you'd be like a female body part.
Hapu'u. Right. Yeah. Hapu'u. One of the quick Burke segments.
I bumped against her hapu'u.
One of the quick Burke segments. I threw a last-minute sports bit in there. The Cardinals recalled a pitcher today by the name of Daniel Ponce de Leon. And I don't know how many Cardinal fans know this about him or will recognize this if he gets in the game tonight.
That was the Fountain of Youth guy, wasn't it?
Correct. Yeah, his dad was related to that guy, I think. Yeah.
This pitcher that's coming up is actually 240 years old.
Dan, would you please just let Tim?
Okay, sorry.
I can't stand people who interrupt people.
We only ruined.
Can you, Bill, Tim?
No, we only ruined.
Me
Bill,
either.
We only ruined Bill Clevin's segment on this show. This guy got hit in the head with a line drive last year and spent 3 weeks in the hospital, and they didn't know if he's going to live when this happened last year. He spent 3 weeks in the hospital to relieve bleeding of the brain.
Ooh.
That he got hit with a comebacker so hard that he spent through. They don't know if he ever played baseball again.
I remember
that. And he missed the whole season last year. So this year he goes to Cardinal spring training. He doesn't make the team out of spring training. He leads the Pacific Coast League in ERA. He leads the league in strikeouts. Right. And the Cardinals called him up today.
Maybe it's one of those deals where the hit in the head actually made him better. Like somebody speaks a new language when they get hit in the head, you know, that kind of thing. Maybe it jarred something loose and, hey, my reflexes are better.
I don't know about that, but I'll tell you, it's an amazing story for somebody to be almost near death and then to be playing Major League Baseball the very next year because of something that happened on a baseball field. It's amazing story.
I've never talked about this, but I was in a coma for a year, and they said I'd never do radio again. Look at me now. All right, that's not true, but it sounded kind of good. Anything else?
That's it.
And now we turn to the man who he I don't know how to put this.
It's got incredible hair.
No, he left this country, just defected for 19 years. Left us high and dry, but then realized it's the greatest country in the world and came back. After 19 years in Great Britain, he's back where he belongs, where he was born. The one, the only, Limestone Trevor Limey Phillips. What do you have for the audience?
Thank you, Frank.
Welcome.
I would like to give a shout-out to a listener that I met on Friday while I was working my other job. He is a big fan of the show. Tony Russo. Hello, sir. He actually recognized my voice of all places, would you believe?
Ooh.
I was kind of amazed. I was like, wow. He knew.
Right, hang on here. Where were you when somebody recognized your voice? Where were you?
I was at my other job. It's a part-time job that I just do to keep myself active.
And did he walk up to you and say...
No, I was. I brought over some of his food. I was working in a restaurant, so I brought food to his table. I asked him if they needed anything else.
Don't tell people you have to supplement this income. They'll think radio doesn't pay anything.
I'm not supplementing. I just, you know.
And so
I need to keep
you bring
active.
Him his food, and he said what?
He's he asked me if my name was Trevor, and I gave him the look of, how do you know that?
See, we almost never use that. We use Lime.
I know, right. And he was like, I was like, yeah, my name is Trevor. How would you know that? And he goes, sorry, no, I guess I should call you Limey.
Oh.
I was like, oh, wow, no way.
You
should
have given that guy free appetizer.
I should have. I didn't.
You really should have.
But I didn't.
Right, what's his name again?
Tony Russo.
I thought you were going to say hi to that smoking hot woman whose picture you showed us. Do you mind if I mention
that? The girl
that
I'm currently dating?
He's dating a new girl. He's got a new girl. You know, the Beatles, that song, girl, girl.
I am not familiar with that song.
I don't think anyone is.
It's called Girl. Right now, YouTube, go Beatles Girl. No. You'll know the song. It's just called Girl.
The Beatles.
Oh, it's really just called Beatles
it's
Girl.
It's called Girl. That's what I tell you. Huh. You make fun. Now you just play a little of it. You'll know this song. Go ahead.
I've got a commercial.
I said, how'd you meet her? He said, on Tinder. You know it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do know this song.
It's called Girl.
It is. Sorry. It's called
Girl. Go on, keep going. Get to the part where they go, Girl.
That is.
I love this song.
Girl.
Uh-huh. Now, see, you make fun of me. Act like I don't know what I'm talking about. I know my music. Limey shows us this. Tim, you saw her picture. Something's wrong. We're missing. There's a piece of this puzzle we're not getting. Because she's very attractive.
I guess in Britain they used to call him the Elephant Man.
Has she seen
big ears?
You got on Tinder.
Tinder, yeah.
And
it's a dating app.
His ears aren't that big, Dan.
Walk me through this. You get on the computer, and then
No. You don't get on the computer. You just use your phone.
Okay, so what happens? You pay, right?
Nope, it's free. So you download the app on your phone.
Right.
All right, you open it up, and you will see all these different pictures of girls. And, you know, so you see one, and if you're interested in her, if you think she's cute or something, you swipe right. If you swipe left.
Did she see you and think you were cute? Hold on.
We both swiped right on each other. If she thinks I'm cute and she swipes right, and I think she's cute.
We wiped each other.
I want to see what his pictures look like, because she thought that.
Yeah.
What's your picture look like?
Did you put up a fake picture?
Got rid of that.
No, 10 years old.
I got rid of that dating app.
40 pounds ago.
She heard the voice and you put Hugh Grant's picture.
No.
Okay, so you get on the phone and you go to, you see a picture, you're like, then what do you do?
Then you swipe right, and then when you match up, you just kind of have to use an opening line, you know, like...
an opening line on the screen.
Hey, how you doing?
Just like sending a text message.
At what point do you talk on the phone or do you not talk on the phone?
Then eventually, if it goes well and the conversation is like, you know, you're hitting it off, you exchange phone numbers, and she gave me hers. So.
And she gave you this after she had seen that haircut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask her, when you were growing up, if you didn't eat your meat, did you get any pudding?
That's a Pink Floyd reference.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a British thing. It's a British thing. I can't. Slow death.
The reason I'm interested in this is we've all seen couples where we go, look at her and look at him. And we're confused. I saw her picture, and I did, no offense, but I just thought, wow, she must be blind, maybe. And there's nothing wrong with dating a blind girl.
There's nothing
wrong with dating a blind girl.
Because she's going to want to, at some point, feel your face.
Okay.
And I had a teacher in high school who... Her nickname was Ox.
If it was a hot blind girl, I'd go, my face is down here.
No, and she would.
Trust me, I'm kneeling. Reach down here.
She told us she wouldn't let her husband feel her face until after they got married.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. What? She's dead now, so I can talk about it.
Well, she must not have been attractive. But how would she know if she's attractive? If you're blind from birth, you don't have any idea if you're good looking or ugly.
She would not let him touch her face.
Wow.
And what about other parts? And he still married her.
Could she touch other, touch other stuff?
Wait, I didn't ask. I was in high school.
Because the face doesn't really matter when it comes to touching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
It just really doesn't.
So back to this.
Okay.
You swipe, she swipes,
uh-huh.
and you've met in person.
Yeah, we have.
You had last night dinner or something?
No. We hung out last time, Friday afternoon.
What does that mean?
We just went out to lunch.
Did you hang it out and go, what do you think?
You
went to lunch?
You show your pineapple plant?
Yeah, right.
You sure your papyrus?
Here's my
papyrus. So you went to lunch, and how long were you together? An hour, 2 hours?
About 3 hours or so.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, that is good.
Because she could have faked, I got an emergency phone call.
I was waiting for, actually.
How did it end? Where did it end? Did you just say goodbye at the lunch place?
No, she had actually come over to lunch at my place on that Saturday. So.
Whoa. Limestone! Way to go, man.
She rolled over and said, what's for lunch? Is it noon yet? Give me a cigarette.
Good for you.
I'm going to dump that.
Is there a second date already?
Yeah, there is a second date already planned out.
Can you say her first name?
Yeah, her name is Lauren.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think she's listening? Did you tell her I'm on the radio?
I think right now, I know she's taking a night class, so she's probably getting into that right now. She's going for a master's degree.
Did you say, hey, I'm on the radio?
I did.
Bad mistake. That was a bad mistake.
Yeah. Well, not at first. She doesn't know yet that radio people are poor. She doesn't know that yet.
Mm-hmm.
At first, it's kind of, ooh, radio. It's like show business. She doesn't know.
Right now, she's just paying attention to the voice, so I'm just rolling with it.
Wow. Use what you got. Whatever you have, use it.
Did you not learn your lesson the last time we went down Limey's dating road with Dr. Frank in the house? That's a terrible decision for you to admit that.
Maybe 45 seconds before we even turned on the mic. Hey, this is just off air.
When's the next date?
Oh, God.
We're meeting up tonight her class is done.
We'd like to meet her tomorrow.
So sorry.
At some point, we'd like to meet her.
Meet her tomorrow.
We would. I'd like to have her. I'm inviting her now.
Okay.
Invite her in.
She used to do radio, believe it or not.
She did?
She did.
Whoa.
See, yeah. There's a bond already. They have a common, you know.
Can she run a board?
Oh, wow. All right. That was funny.
Actually, can she run one better than you run one?
Probably.
Question. Well, congratulations. That's a good thing, man, I guess.
Thank you.
I've never had any interest in looking even at any other women because I'm so happily married, I can't stand it. Taylor Nickerson's in the other room. Just yell loud. Hello. Go ahead.
Here.
There he is. See, he's here.
He can do it. I got a mic.
Hello. It's more fun the other way, Dan.
Oh, okay.
Let it go. He's here because it's Tech Day. It's Monday. He's now the father of a son who is 3 weeks old?
3 weeks old?
2 weeks and 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 2 weeks and 3 days. So he'll be here in a few moments. I have to do some business.
I had something for the Burke segment.
Oh, my goodness. You got 1 minute. And now here's Dan Strauss. You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Frank. I wanted to say hi to Brent Wilkins from Herman, Missouri. He is at the Captain Waltz Inn, and he brought us over just boatloads of cookies. And these are homemade monster cookies.
Where are they? In the kitchen?
No, we ate them.
Oh, well, that's just great.
No, he didn't bring them to us. He brought them to our band when we were playing Saturday in Herman.
You didn't say that. You said he brought us cookies.
Oh, he brought the band cookies when we were...
What band?
The Seventh Planet Band. We were playing out in Herman Saturday.
What is that? What band is that?
It's my band, the band I'm in.
Huh.
And we didn't get rained on out there. It stormed everywhere around us, but not there. We had a big motorcycle rally.
My God, are you still talking?
Yeah,
yes, he is, Randy, and I like it when you do the Hank Hill voice.
And the mayor actually loved us, so the mayor left a business card for us.
That's a great story. Everybody's interested in that.
And I want to say hi to the guy at Shirley's that we played Friday night at Shirley's. He's played cards with Larry Connors before.
That's a great story.
And had a nice story about Larry. That's it. That's all I have.
Like,
I hate you guys.
Thank you. Close the book, Sager.
It's officially
closed. It's my great pleasure now to say a couple of words about First Community Credit Union. I bank there. I've banked there for several years now. They're the exclusive sponsor of the yard sale on Saturday morning. The guy you just heard speak, Dan Strauss, is co-host along with Scott Sherman. It's different than any other yard sale. It's more entertaining than any other yard sale. And there really is no other yard sale. This is the original with the same original sponsor, First Community Credit Union. That's every Saturday, 7 to 9. Here's what you really need to know about First Community Credit Union. That is that it is a terrific place to bank. For personal banking or business banking, and you small business people. I used to work for a guy who was real short, and he owned the company. He hated the term small businessman because he had this complex about being a small businessman. Not Peter Dinklage small, but, you know, short. If you're in the, if you run a small business, have a small business, they would love for you to consider letting First Community Credit Union be your business banking partner. You're going to need one. Most every business needs a banking partner. First Community Credit Union. Personal banking, whatever it is that you use your bank for, whatever you need, they have all of that. They also have stability and size and security. It is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. But very personal, and you'll see that. And once you make the change, it's not hard to do. Close your accounts, move them over. You'll be glad you did.